You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready. I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
Chef's Night is an evening at Second Harvest Food Bank featuring some of Central Florida's best chefs and food. And it all benefits the Darden Foundation Community Kitchen's Culinary Training Program. That is the program that provides qualified at-risk, economically disadvantaged adults with the culinary and life skills training so that they can pursue a career in the food industry. And here to tell us all about it is Maureen Mickle. Maureen Mickle's from the Second Harvest Food Bank and Lisa Wilk from Orlando Uncorked. Thank you both for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you for having us.
Let's talk about the event. Now, Lisa, I'm just looking down at my provided notes here, and it says that you are part of the Tasty Trio. Now, are you a bunch of superheroes that are wine superheroes that run around town solving crimes? What is the Tasty Trio?
Well, it certainly can seem like that. Our superpower, if we have one, is taking wine, cheese, and chocolate and coming up with completely palate-engaging, delicious pairings. And that's something that can be very tricky when you're dealing with three separate elements. And we have three wonderful local businesses that are involved with this. Peter Burke Chocolate Tier of Winter Park, located there on Park Avenue, La Femme de Fromage, located in the East End Market and Audubon Park, and Quantum Leap Winery, which is located right there in downtown Orlando. So we have come together, and our normal classes that we hold on a regular basis as either East End Market or Quantum Leap are a pairing of those elements, and we don't usually do food. We have stepped up to the challenge with the wonderful assistance of the culinary participants, chefs, and students, and we have come up with a wine, cheese, and chocolate perfectly paired menu that will be a multiple course menu featuring appetizers, salad, entree, and desserts. And believe it or not, we have wine, cheese, and chocolate in every course.
Ooh, see, that's good. See, I wasn't one of those guys that understood the pairing. Not being a guy who drinks a lot of wine, although recently I did a pairing with, well, let's call it an adult beverage. And boy, oh boy, does that make a difference with the meal. It's really something. And this is one of the great things about nights like Chef's Night, because if you have never tried to do that, this is the perfect place to do it.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful way to experience familiar elements, but to discover them and in a completely different way. And again, it's all for a good cause. So what could be better?
Yeah. Now, Chef's Night takes place at Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida on Thursday, August 30th. It's from 6 to 9, so you have 3 hours to do all this. And it's just a great evening. Like I said, you're going to have top chefs preparing. It's a prefix menu, right?
That's correct. So we have some really, really fun items. The facility is wonderful because we have this wonderful reception area where we'll have Quantum Leap wines and a Quantum Leap hard cider that can be paired with three items that we are serving. And we're just so excited to be there for that. And then we move into the dining room, which is the community room. And it's a seated evening from that point forward where you'll be enjoying items that are not only being prepared in the kitchens there, but also served to you at your table. So it's a lovely evening.
It is. And you're thinking about, well, you know, you're going to go out to eat. Maybe it's a date night thing. I mean, here's a four-course dinner with all the experts there to answer your questions. It's a good thing to do. I would think about maybe doing this on August 30th. It's a Thursday night, so I'm okay. It's the middle of the week. That's fine. But it's a good way to surprise your significant other. And the beneficiary is the culinary training program. Now, I know people that have heard of Second Harvest Food Bank know that, you know, this is the organization that will, you know, recycle some food that's being not used or unused. But the other thing that Second Harvest does is this culinary food program. Maureen, tell us about that.
So our 16-week culinary training program takes students who are adults that just need a second chance at life, maybe a little bit of help getting back on their feet, and they learn all of the skills that they would need to know to work in a full-size service industry kitchen, working side-by-side with our chef instructors from Catering for Good, which is our on-site catering company. And at the end of that 16 weeks, when they're learning all of their knife skills, food safety prep, and working side-by-side with these awesome guests that come in, these guest chefs with Chef's Night, we work with really great partners in the community to help place these students in higher than minimum wage paying positions. So in addition to general food distribution, we are trying to not only feed the line, but shorten it as well.
Now, let's make sure people understand what this program is. This is a free program.
It is, yes. So Catering for Good is a catering company just like any other catering company in Orlando. You can rent out one of our meeting spaces. As Lisa was saying, we have a community room, we have a boardroom, we have this wonderful reception center, our atrium when you first walk into the food bank. And all of those meeting spaces are able to be rented out for any event, whether you want to have a meeting or a conference. We've done anything from birthday parties, bat mitzvah, wedding reception, you name it. Our Catering for Good can transform these spaces into whatever you might want the space to look like. And it's throwing a party with a purpose, because all of the revenue generated from using Catering for Good goes directly back into supporting that culinary training program. And then we also fundraise on those students' behalf so that they don't have to pay for anything.
It really is an amazing program, because think of it this way. You got somebody who is down on their luck, as they say. I don't have a career. I have nothing. But, you know, I'm interested in preparing food. Now, how do I get from having, I have no money. How do I get from that all the way to being a qualified chef? These people can walk in the door and after 16 weeks come out with not just a job, but a career, a well-paying career.
Absolutely. And our chef instructors and all the guest chefs that come in are so wonderful and can be such incredible knowledge to these students, so that when they come out, they are, like you said, set up for this wonderful culinary career. And we've had students who have graduated and worked in kitchens, but then some have even gone on to own their own catering businesses, which is absolutely incredible.
Wow. I mean, just think about that, right? You're walking around, you've lost hope, you have nothing. And then 4 months later, not only you have a job, but you got a career and you're set up now for the rest of your life, really.
Absolutely. And an incredible support system that comes out of meeting everybody that is involved in this culinary training program. That's why it's so wonderful when you are buying tickets for events like Chef Night. This is the beneficiaries. You are helping these students get through this program and you're changing lives. Which is pretty cool.
Right. And now the Chef's Night, let's talk about that again. It's $75 per person. Now think about that. When you go out to a top-notch restaurant, you probably will spend $75 each on a meal, you know. But here you can go to this particular event. Not only are you spending the money and having a great time, but you're helping people have a career that they didn't think that was possible, you know. I can't emphasize enough how incredible it is that you have somebody who just has nothing. Maybe they're sleeping on a cot tonight. And then 4 months later, they got a better job than they ever thought imagined. But you can do this. So at the Chef's Night now, are some of these success stories going to be there?
Yes, absolutely. And actually, our current culinary students are going to be working side by side with these wonderful, tasty trio chefs that are coming in to prepare the meal for everybody.
Oh, man. All right. So the evening now, how do we get tickets to this evening?
You can purchase tickets at www.feedhopenow.org/chefnight. It will happen in our community room at Second Harvest. We're located just outside of downtown Orlando.
And is there a limited amount of space available?
There is. We do have limited seating because tickets are selling quickly. So I do recommend jumping on it and getting those tickets if you're interested.
Oh, yes. And, we're talking about a great evening. The Tasty Trio is going to be there talking about wine. So you can go and learn about food, but you can also learn about wine that night, right?
Yes, and that's something we're really excited about. You have such a wonderful wines being made out of Quantum Leap, and we always love shining a light on what's being locally produced and made here. But you can experience wines throughout the world and the wonderful winemakers and team over at Quantum Leap. We sat down and actually paired things. So this is going to be like a regular wine dinner, so that the components of the wine are going to pair perfectly with the components of your meal. And that ticket price is all inclusive. So you are getting full wine pairings along with your food pairings for a four-course experience. It's pretty outstanding.
So you got four different wines going on for this meal, right?
Yeah, four different wines and a cider. So it's going to be really, really tasty and something that you will leave with full bellies and a completely engaged palate and some very happy memories. And you certainly will be doing a tremendous amount of good with this evening as well.
And don't think that, wine pairing is a snobby thing. Because like I said, I'm not a wine guy, but I had the opportunity to pair with the chocolate And I kind of, you know, scoffed at it, and they gave me some chocolate. It was Toblerone. I thought, okay, this chocolate's already good. And then they gave me this glass of red, sparkling red. I don't remember what it was. And I ate the chocolate, and I drank the wine, and, I mean, it was incredible. Why is that? Why does one complement the other?
Well, especially when you're talking about wine and chocolate, because that's my wheelhouse, and you were probably, if it was a sparkling red, having a Burrato d'Echi, which is a lovely Italian wine that comes in a couple of very popular formats. And you get the wonderful chocolate and cocoa notes that are pairing off the fruit and acidity in the wine. And really what happens with any type of pairing, whether it's craft beer or spirits or wine, you have the flavors that are happening with the beverage, and then the flavors that are happening within what you're pairing it with, and then you're creating a whole nother flavor by the experience of the wine and the chocolate together. That's the fun thing with our regular classes, is it's not just the wine, the cheese, and the chocolate that you're getting. You're getting that fourth flavor, which is all of those things combined and creating that kind of party in your mouth sensation. So really, you know, even if you're not a wine aficionado, it's nice to have those pairings, because it's just going to perfectly complement what you're having and create a wonderful, well-rounded experience. And of course, you're sitting around the table with wonderful people, eating good food, drinking good wine. You're creating wonderful memories at the same time.
Okay, so you've convinced me. So let me just talk to the guys out there right now. Gentlemen, listen, I know you're always thinking, what's the perfect night? How can I, you know, score points with my significant other? How do I do that? It's always a struggle. It is for me. This sounds perfect. All right, you got a four-course meal, right? There's chocolate involved. There's wine involved. Basically, you're getting a seminar, which is always good, you know. It's a night out. It's in the middle of the week. It's all in the same place, so you don't have to worry about, you know, running around getting parking spaces. This is a no-brainer. It's what you should do. The Chef's Night at the Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida. It's Thursday, August 30th from 6 to 9 p.m. See, it's even just 3 hours, so it's even get in and out. Okay, now I can talk to the rest of the people. Everybody do this. And go to feedhopenow.org/chefsnight. That's feedhopenow.org/chefsnight to get your tickets. You want to get them right now. It's $75 per person. That's nothing compared to what you're getting. Also, you're encouraged. You can leave some more money there if you want. This is a great program, the culinary training program, which takes people who don't have anything right now but want a career, and you can just, in 4 months, jumpstart a career just by showing up. So check it out. Chef's Night on August 30th from the Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida. All right, Lisa Wilk and Maureen Mickle, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you so much for having us.